Cloudy, 30% chance of rain, highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy Wednesday, highs in the low 60s. And Thursday, look for sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. That's your weather forecast from the Talk of the Town, 97.7 FM, WAOB.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. It's Monday, the 3 o'clock hour, and this is Cher Elliott with the Original Company. And thanks for tuning in to our show, Ask the Designer. I'm joined by my buddy, Greg Grizzly. Greg, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, wonderful day out there today. At least the rain quit, so we're here.
That's right. That's right. So we are here on Mondays now. We've had some schedule conflicts with the Cardinals. They are bumping us from our normal Wednesday spot, but we're here on Mondays at 3 o'clock, and we're here to talk about design and decorating and lots of cool stuff.
All good things about home.
Yeah. We love to hear from our listeners. So if you have a question or a topic that you'd like to have discussed, feel free to get in touch with us. You can do that a couple ways. You can tune in, or you can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo. It takes you to our page where it shows where you can listen to us live in case you can't tune in on the radio. You can listen through your computer. And you can also submit questions to us from there. If you weren't able to tune in each week, you can always go back the following day after our show and listen to our previous show. We keep those archived on the system, so that's always available to you as well. So lots of ways to hear us and get information from us, and we want to hear from you. Tell us the topics or question that you'd like to have answered. Greg does a great job of answering those, whether it's knowing what color paint to use, which kind of flooring, how to do a table setting, gift ideas, you name it. Greg usually has the answer for it. And if he doesn't know, and that's very, very rare, he's always able to do the research and get back with you. So be sure.
Thank goodness for Google.
Yes, yeah. Google does wonders.
Yeah.
You could also call us here at the station. My number is here. It's 812-882-6060. Just ask for me. I'm Cher Elliott. Or you can send me an email at CherElliott@originalcompany.com. You can also reach out to Greg from Regal Furniture. And Greg, let's remind our listeners, where is Regal Furniture?
102 North 4th Street, corner of 4th Avenue. Busserin and 4th, big red awning all the way around the outside. You can find me there some of the time.
But don't worry, you can also get a hold of him. Give him a call at the store, and the number there is
812-886-4444.
Yes, yeah, so lots of ways
and
to get a hold of us.
The girls will take a message at the store, and I can get back to you if I'm not there. You know, I spend a lot of days out decorating, designing, and measuring jobs and things like that, so I'm not always there, and I think some people don't understand that there's a lot of outside work when you're a designer. So, you know, please don't feel like I'm not at work, because I'm at work, but I may not be in the store.
Right then. And that's one of the things, you know, we've talked at length at times about what a designer does, and there's so many things. But designers are affordable, and when you're taking on any kind of a major project, if it's just even repainting or carpeting, or you're doing a major remodel or building a new home, it is worth it to invest in a designer and get those opinions and get those little kinks worked out so they're not discovered while the contractor's building the house or doing the remodel.
Right.
You've got
right.
those in front of you.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned, Greg has the answer for most everything. So if a problem does come up, you're able to help tweak it and work it out and figure out a solution between the parties. So that is fantastic.
A simple house call charges $50 share.
Yeah.
You know, you can't hardly buy a gallon of paint for $50 anymore.
No.
So why do you want to invest $50 if you're not sure it's the right thing for the room?
That's right.
Then you get the room done and you look at it and you go, oh no, this is awful.
Yeah. I've had a couple of those moments. I'm not sure if it was the Barbie pink that looked like Pepto-Bismol when we got it on the wall, or if it was the Barney purple on the wall. Both of those were horrible choices for my daughter's room. But, you know, we just pushed through, and, yeah, of course, that phase changed pretty quick after that as well. So, you know, it didn't last long. But it definitely saves a lot of headache if you talk to an expert in advance, and saves you some money in the end as well. But today, we're going to talk about something pretty cool, because I was just mentioning to Greg, I wish I could have a garden. I want to grow some tomatoes and some cucumbers, but as we know, I'm not in my own house, and so how am I going to do that? And Greg, you have an answer for me, as always.
Well, it just happened. I thought, you know, that springtime, everybody's thinking about it, you know, about plants and veggies, and, you know, and we've all been, you know, we've talked about green for a year now, you know, mm-hmm. going green and doing green things and so on. So imagine walking out your kitchen door and picking huge leaves off kale plants so tall that they look like mini palm trees. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah. Zucchini and tomatoes pile up on your countertops. Fresh picked chives, often so expensive and difficult to find. Mm-hmm. In the store, it's just a matter of visiting the pot on your balcony. Uh-huh. And it can be done, a balcony, a windowsill. You know, it's amazing what you can do. You can even have so much lettuce, you have to give it away.
Well, tomatoes are my focus. I love tomatoes. I could sit and just make a meal out of those. I remember my mom doing that, and I did that.
There's all kinds of tomatoes.
So I have a patio, so I can probably make that work, can I?
You can make that work in a heartbeat.
Awesome, awesome. So, all right, what is the first thing are getting our mindset into this, and I'm going to have a green thumb by the time we're done with this.
Okay.
What's the first thing I need to think about?
The first thing is get some knowledge. Excuse me, Cher. Got choked.
Uh-oh.
And then a lot, and then practice. But it is possible to grow much of your food. You can even grow a lot of herbs and some vegetables in small containers. It reduces your carbon footprint. It provides you a creative and active outlet. And you can increase your access to food. And it's very reasonable. A lot of things you can start with a seed, you know, in a paper cup even to get them started, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of those people who's a crafter that I think that I can, you know, go get the stuff from Joann's or Hobby Lobby and come back and make it myself, and it save a whole lot of money, but I actually spent like four times more than it would be to just go buy it. So that would be my fear for gardening. So you're saying I can do this and it's not going to be...
Herbs are maybe the place you need to start.
Okay.
Because they're pretty simple and easy. You can do them on a windowsill, you know. So that's not real difficult, but then you can move from that into fresh picked peas, tomatoes that you were talking about, arugula, cucumbers, blueberries. You can grow blueberries in a small container.
Really?
Yeah.
I love fresh blueberries.
Vegetable gardening really is a learning process. So as with anything, you know, you need to get more or less get your hands dirty and find out, you know, you know, you might start with parsley, basil, you know, things like that that you can go on your windowsill.
Okay.
Before you try to dig up the backyard and put in a plot, you know.
Yeah. Which growing up, my parents and my grandparents, they all did that. So I remember I remember going and picking green beans at people's, you know, you could go pick your own green beans and strawberries. Right. I had a real hard time understanding I couldn't eat them right there. My mom would always have to keep her eye on me because I was trying to eat the strawberries as we were picking them.
Yeah, so. you have to wash those.
Yeah.
Even if you grow them yourself and don't use pesticides, you need to wash them.
Yeah, but, you know, as a kid, it was so good. I probably ate more dirt than most kids' fair share. But so, all right. Well, we are going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to get our hands dirty and figure out how to dig in and take care of this. So be sure and stay tuned.
diagnose, and work to heal. That's what Dr. Larry Bouchon did as a heart surgeon, and he takes that same approach fighting for you. When President Donald Trump vowed to make America great again, conservative Dr. Larry Bouchon worked to fully fund our military, giving our troops the tools they need to protect our country and defend our borders. As a trusted physician, Dr. Larry Bouchon is fighting for healthcare reforms that keep doctors and patients in charge of healthcare decisions and keep federal government bureaucrats out of doctor-patient relationships. And conservative Dr. Larry Bouchon worked with President Trump to pass historic tax cuts that strengthen the economy and create more economic opportunity and jobs for the middle class. Conservative Dr. Larry Bouchon, making America more secure. On May 8th, vote Larry Bouchon for Congress.
I'm Larry Bouchon, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bouchon for Congress Committee.
The National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Indiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Indiana Broadcasters Association and this station.
Knox County Today here on 97.7 FM WAOV. This is Ed Ballinger. Join me each weekday morning from 10 until 11:30 for Knox County Today, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center at Washington and St. Clair Street to Vincennes, by Cantwell Shortstop on Kimball Road to Vincennes, and by Cannon's Furniture in Lawrenceville. Knox County Today is where your friends and neighbors meet. Listen right here on 97.7 FM WAOV, brought to you by Cantwell Service Center, Cantwell Shortstop, and Cannon's Furniture.
And we're back here live in the WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and you can tune in to Greg and I each week here on Mondays now at the 3 o'clock hour on 97.7 FM, AM 1450, and NewsKnoxCounty.com. We are so grateful for all of you that tune in each week and listen to our show. We have a lot of fun here. We hope you enjoy it as well. And you know, don't hesitate to contact us if you have questions or a topic you'd like to hear discussed. We love those ideas and suggestions, so be sure and get those into us. But this week, Greg, we're getting our hands dirty. We are digging in.
Anybody can grow food.
And we're going to talk about growing our own garden. Even people like me who live in an apartment, there's things that we can do and grow some of our own produce.
You know, my son, when he was growing up, really wasn't much into gardening or anything like that. And then after he got his big home in down in Atlanta, he had a couple areas in the back that were very steep and would wash easily. So he put terraces in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then to make it pretty, he planted sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, really?
Yeah, because sweet potato plants, you know, they are voluminous and they grow beautifully and they got big green leaves. And so he had these triple terraces all planted in sweet potatoes, and he would get bushels of sweet potatoes in the fall. And it was from planting, you know, actually for the look, but his family enjoyed and harvested the sweet potatoes.
Interesting.
Yeah. He makes great sweet potato chips.
Ooh, I've heard those are delicious.
They are very, very good. Healthy.
Yes.
You know, he's got one of great-grandma's big old iron skillets that he fries them in. And, you know, he doesn't. And then he got a little further along into gardening. So this is kind of what has gave me this thought about people that are in small areas or, you know, even if you have a house, like I don't have much yard, you know. But I like to grow a lot of my own herbs. I did that several years ago, and I've kind of kept it up. And it's nice to be able to step out on your back steps and snip some parsley and some chives and basil and this and that. It's really not hard. You can put it in just clay pots.
Okay.
So you don't have to do anything. You know, even if you have shady space, it's okay because you can grow most salad greens in the shade. They do actually better there than in the sun.
Really?
Yeah, and even blueberries you can grow in the shade.
See, I always had the mindset that you had to have sun to grow and you didn't want to be in shade.
You can do it with some things. You know, you just have to know which ones will and which ones won't, you know. And you got to realize that everybody has failures. And so, you know, you may have one pot that wilts and dies. And, you know, so best thing to do is don't prolong the agony. Get rid of it. Try to
just
plant something else. You know, try something different.
Just call it good and move on.
Right, right. And the one thing you have to realize that good soil is the key.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do container gardening, which is what I do, then you want to buy a good potting soil. You know, you need a rich soil, lots of nutrients. And, you know, get the best soil you can find. Probably organic soil is the best.
Okay.
And if you're working with a full-size yard, then you need to get somebody to bring good soil in for you.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're a new gardener, start out container size and grow from there. Find out how easy it is to grow some herbs and things like that. And then you can, you know, then you can do otherwise. Now, if you've got container gardens, which are like raised plots and so on,
Okay. There
you'll want a good quality potting mix. And you can kind of mix it yourself. These raised beds is what my son uses. And most of them are 4x8 because they're a sheet of plywood on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then they build up sides. And it's supported underneath with concrete block.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's really good for fat guys like me because you don't have to bend over too far to pick the vegetables.
I don't like to bend over and get stuff out of the dryer, so I'd probably have to do that too.
It works really, really well, and it's really easy to, you know, because you have to weed. You have to get those weeds out of there and this and that. But even if you do that, you still have to prepare your soil every spring. First thing he does, adds compost every year.
Okay.
You know, to that. To that base soil that he's got to make it richer, you know.
Yeah.
And gardening takes time. You don't just plant the seeds and walk away and come back in midsummer and think you're going to find a perfect watermelon there.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, they need to be weekly planting. You have to thin things out. You have to weed, harvest, prune. And you may need to water as often as twice a day if you're in a hot climate.
Oh, yeah, see, I love landscaping and working with that. So I do pretty good not killing plants most of the time. But some of those smaller ones that I put out, I don't remember to keep water on them well. So that dies out pretty quick when they're those annuals.
Right.
So, yeah, I the same would hold true then to making sure there's plenty of water with these planters that we would do.
Right. Well, when you plan your garden, take your schedule into account. Think about how much time you have to deal with an outside activity like the plants and so on. A full backyard may need up to 10 hours of work a week, while a small balcony can get by with only a couple hours a week.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe you can balance that out, Cher, not go great big.
There you go.
You know, but I think you're a lot like my personality, and my personality is, whenever I get into anything, I get into it big. And then it usually doesn't work out. And then I'm discouraged, and then I quit, and I go, I'm not going to do this again. And then the next year, I try the same thing over again.
Guilty. That's me. That would be me. I'm whole hog right from the beginning, so excited, and then it doesn't work the way I want it. I think it should work, and it doesn't work as fast as I want it to work, and then I'm mad, and then I'm sad, and then I just give up. So, yeah, that'd be me. You know me well.
Take my word for it. Start out with the herbs.
Okay.
And then they're easy. They're not too easy to kill. I never killed an herb, and I can kill most other things, but I never killed an herb. But the nice thing about the herbs is it gets you in the habit of watering.
Okay.
Gets you in the habit of watching it, you know, and then it's kind of exciting because you go, oh wow, you know, this came from my little pots in the backyard.
I did this myself, and it lived. Very good.
You can. With just an 8x4 foot raised bed in a sunny backyard, you can easily feed a family of four of all the kale, tomatoes, carrots, and greens you could possibly eat without having to go to the store.
Holy cow.
Plus enough leftover extras to freeze or can for the winter.
Very nice.
A collection of medium-sized planter boxes can keep you supplied with all the salads you need. And I think that is, I just love salad greens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for the bags of greens at the grocery, but it's still not as good as what you go snip out of your own little garden in
true.
The backyard.
That is true.
You know,
that
and
is true.
You can do that in one of those little long, narrow plastic planters you can buy at any garden supply store.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. You know, I've seen some that they're plastic, but they look they have that clay pot color look to it.
Right.
You know, you can throw some in there.
You can grow a lot of lettuce and greens in one of those. Because you can mix that. Since it's all greens, they need it in the same amount of light. They need about the same amount of care. So if you've got one of those long ones in there, it's amazing how much you can get out of that.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. And like you mentioned, those are things that you could easily pick up at any hardware store or Lowe's, Walmart, and, you know, any of those places carry that kind of stuff. So it's reasonably accepted.
And, you know, and we're very fortunate in Vincennes, we have Halters, which is a great place.
Oh, my, yes.
For your plants and things. And, you know, they really, and they know a lot more about this than I do, I promise.
Yes.
But the one reason I wanted to talk about this today is because I think we're all thinking green. We want to get back into doing our things. You know, we're starting to see, you know, we're seeing this new realization of USA made is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to, you know, use supplies that we can replace, you know, this self-sustaining, you know, situation we've got going on. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Growing our food is definitely self-sustaining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Easy enough. And really can be done in just about any situation. Some, you know, the basics and those kind of things.
The first thing you have to realize is that the container has to be the right size for the full-size plant.
Okay, that's something I really haven't thought about before, even just doing my flowers when I do my potted plants.
Right. Lettuce, spinach, and a lot of herbs don't need a lot of space, but beefy tomatoes and peppers need growing room.
Okay.
So, second, if you're going to do it in containers, there's a garden mix a potting mix designed to encourage container growth.
Okay.
And there's a different garden soil that's heavier because it can be too dense to allow your plant to survive, the smaller plants.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably you need to probably water more often with a container garden because it's hard for those roots to work down through the soil to get to the moisture.
True.
So now the other thing we want to talk about is if you're planning on a balcony,
okay,
or on a railing outside, for example, maybe a little handrail that you hang some pots on or
mm-hmm.
something, okay,
mm-hmm.
you want to make sure that when the plant grows and gets big, that the area you're planning on is heavy enough to hold up to it.
Oh, yeah?
You don't want to start tomatoes in a window, like a window planter, and hang it over a railing on a porch, because what's going to happen is that railing is going to go clunk
mm-hmm.
right off your porch because those tomatoes get really heavy.
Okay. Good point. Very good point. Yeah, I probably would not have thought about that. I'd have just started it and then thrown it out there, and like you said, it would have went ka-thlunk and landed on somebody underneath me.
And sweet potatoes can be done in a container,
okay.
you know, but it takes a big one.
Okay.
You know, or, you know, put up, like my son did, a little retaining wall and put some decent garden soil in there and then cut up a few sweet potatoes, toss it in there, and they grow like crazy and they grow fast.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you know, but I think it was last summer that they had a lot of potato plants in the planters downtown on Main Street.
Yes.
You know, and they grew really fast. You know, they filled up that planter and it was so pretty. Well, you know, you can get the same effect at home, and you've got sweet potatoes in the fall that you can harvest, put in your basement, they'll keep all winter long.
Very good. Well, beautiful, and they provide good food for you as well. Something
right.
so simple as that.
Right.
All right. Well, it is time for our next break, and when we return, we're going to continue talking about gardening, even in the small spots. So stay tuned.
From the Washington Chrysler Center, 77 WALV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. Vincennes Good Samaritan Hospital has received funding from a grant by the Susan G. Komen Evansville affiliate. The Evansville-based Komen Tri-State location raised over $340,000 for a donation to 12 groups focusing on breast cancer. Other area programs that are funded by the grant include Washington's Davies Community Hospital, the Dubois Pike Warwick Economic Opportunity Committee Incorporated, the Evansville location, one of 80 government affiliates nationwide dedicated to ending breast cancer in women and in men. Knox County Sheriff's deputies arrested a Vincent's van yesterday on an escape charge. Authorities found 46-year-old Paul Morris at a home in the 1200 block of Bussarin. Documents claim he had violated a court order requiring home detention. His original charge was for one count of burglary. That was filed in July of 2012. Paul Morris is being held without bond in Knox County Jail. And a downtown Vincent's church is helping clean up downtown and collecting funds to do it. Seasonal cleanup will be the job of Thursday Church in the 200 block of Main Street. The seasonal cleanup is sponsored by Burkhart Insurance. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOB News. Here's your Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Closing Farm Market Report. Green ink on the board in the corn market, and that's about it. Most commodities under pressure as we open up the new week, and the update is brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN, seedconsultants.com. Maycorn, along with the July contract, up 2 points. May goes to 378.5. July, 387.5. These 404 and a quarter, up almost 2 points, but down 8 points in the bean market, pulled down by the entire bean complex. May, 1020 and three quarters, down eight. July, 1032 and a quarter, off 8 cents. November, 6 3/4 lower at 1028.25. And Chicago wheat, July, 474.5, down 2 3/4. Live cattle futures did go up $1.15 on the June, 104.87. Lean hogs, 76.37, down 117. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your Ag Today? Indiana's leading farm network.
Patriot Chevrolet is SUV country. Trax, Equinox, Traverse, Tahoe. We have a vehicle to fit your family. Check patriotonline.com. Just a smidgen up the road from everywhere and quite simply a better experience at Patriot Chevrolet, Princeton, Indiana.
Sports coming to Alice Arena. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. Lincoln High School will conduct sports physicals in Alice Arena for the freshman through senior athletes. It'll be on Monday, May 7th after school. Physicals will be done by Dr. Terry Finwick and his staff from Pro Rehab. Cost is $10. No student will be allowed to complete the physical unless all paperwork is filled out ahead of time, including the insurance page. Forms are available in Lincoln High School and Clark Middle School. Athletes wishing to participate in summer activities starting June 1st must have a complete physical on file. The St. Louis Cardinals completed their second sweep of the Cincinnati Reds last night. They win 9-2. The Cards' Mike Mikolas did 7 solid innings. Paul DeJong and Colton Wong both went yard. And the Cleveland Cavaliers have tied their series with the Indiana Pacers at 2 games apiece as they won 104-100 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. LeBron James, 32 in the Cavs win. I'm Tom Lee. This community announcement on WAOV, presented by First Vincent Savings Bank. Your community, your bank. First Vincent Savings Bank, member FDIC. The Children's Summer Theater production of Elf at Lincoln Trail College in Robinson. We'll have a workshop beginning on June the 4th. They'll meet each weekday from 9 to 11 through June the 29th. Performances June the 29th and 30th at 7. And also a July 1st Sunday matinee will take place at 2 p.m.
I'm Dale Marsh. Know this check on weather is presented by Vincent's Truck Supply. See us to keep your load safe, private, and protected from the weather with a bed capper, lid, or tonneau cover that will also provide easy on-off access just 3 miles north of Vincent's on Highway 41.
97.7 FM, WAOV weather forecast. Rain and breezy this afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy tonight, 40% chance of rain, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, 30% chance of rain, highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy Wednesday, highs in the low 60s. And Thursday, look for sunshine, highs in the mid-60s. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM, WAOV.
And we're back here live in the WAOV studios. You can tune in on 97.7 FM, AM 1450, and NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company, and thank you so much for tuning in on this Monday. I almost said Wednesday, Greg. This Monday at the 3 o'clock hour, and I'm joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, thank you so much for doing this project with me. We always have fun on our shows. And I just want to say, hey, I did get a couple of hellos this weekend and from some of our listeners. So, again, to Logan and Craig there at the shop, thanks for tuning in, guys. Glad you're still listening. And then, of course, Dave and Teresa Ray, they listen to us each week as well. So they're at Shirt Print Avenue. So thanks to those guys for tuning in each week. And you guys don't be shy. If you have questions for us or a topic you'd like us to discuss, be sure and get that to us because we want to answer those for you. Greg, we haven't talked about the store for a while. What's anything new and exciting going on there?
Oh, yeah. We've got, of course, you know, we have talked about my new custom line of furniture that we're doing. That's real. It's going very, very well. Right now, we've got our bakeware on sale at half off.
Very nice.
If you need a covered baking dish or covered baking pan, new pizza pan, now's the time to do it. It's all half off. And, of course, you know, it's wonderful quality, top of line. So now's the time to throw those old pots and pans away that you bake in and say, hey, I'm going to go over to Regal and pick me up some new pans. They'll bake nicer and smoother and, you know, a lot of us, I've got some that I'm really going to dump some this week and buy me a couple new ones. So everybody has that. So now's the time to get some on sale. Good value.
There you go. And like Greg mentioned, the gift store, it's their hidden treasure in there. There's lots of great things in the gift shop, bereavement items,
right,
which a fabulous line of stuff for that situation. Great gifts. You know, school is almost drawing to a close. And so if you are thinking about a neat gift for your kids' teachers, lots of great stuff in there, even at some very reasonable prices. So when you're thinking about getting that special gift for someone, think Regal Furniture because they have a lot of really neat things in there.
Right. And we do free gift wrap, Cher, as you know.
Oh, yes, yes. You definitely want to take advantage of that. And by the way, I do not help them wrap gifts, so it's okay. It won't look like a 4-year-old try to do that. So we're good. All right. So back to our topic this week, we're talking about growing some of our own veggies.
And we've been talking about herbs. So we're going to talk a little more in detail about the herbs now.
Excellent.
Herbs thrive in containers of all shapes and sizes. So, you know, whether they're sitting on a windowsill, lining a sidewalk, sitting on your patio chair, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of members of the mint family, this is something we put in the memory banks.
Okay.
If you don't plant it in a container, you'll be digging mint out of your garden for years to come. That stuff spreads like wildfire. Of course, if you need a good ground cover, that's the perfect thing to use.
Funny that you mention that, because yesterday I did the first mowing at my parents' house. They live on several acres and have these big embankments, and so I got elected to do the mowing. Well, really wasn't a good idea on my parents' part, but I noticed as I was mowing in a couple of around the back area where they had a lot of landscaping, I could smell mint.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happened. It's carried over from the landscaping and has meandered out into the yard. And so that's how I'm in this big zero turn mower, you know, with a 50 inch deck and, you know, pretty, I can barely get close enough to the landscaping. I couldn't imagine that I ran over any of that. But so over the years, then is what you're saying, it's kind of trickled on out into the yard.
Mint really takes over. You know, you really have to isolate it. So,
well, not that that was a bad thing. You know, it smelled great while I was mowing. It just scared me for a minute thinking my mom was going to kick my butt for getting into her landscaping.
Yeah. Now, the trick to planting herbs in containers is to match the pot size to the adult size of the plant. Smaller herbs like chervil, chives, cilantro, marjoram, oregano, parsley, sage, tarragon, and thyme can be grown in containers that are 6 to 12 inches deep and up to about 12 inches wide.
Okay.
So 12 by 12. Okay? Good little thought. All right? Now, basil, lavender, and lemongrass, though, need something bigger. They prefer 16 to 18 inch containers at a minimum. and rosemary and dill do best in even larger pots. You know, most people, when they start out, they'll just start out with the smaller herbs mm-hmm. and see how they get along. I do love to have basil, though, because it works in so many things. I love basil tomato soup and, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So I like basil. I keep it around. Now, if you're going to plant sweet bay, which, you know, that's where bay leaves come from,
okay.
then you need to start out with an 18-inch pot. And then plan to transplant it to the garden or root prune to keep it in bounds. Sweet bay grows real quickly, grows large, so you need to be prepared for that, you know, if that's something you're going to do. Now, the one of the most fun things to grow, I think, are salad greens, because they're an easy choice for a container. They have very shallow roots. So if you put them in a raised container, such as an old wagon or a wheelbarrow, mm-hmm. Little girl's discarded stroller, you know, a little mm-hmm. like a baby stroller.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a pot in that stroller seat and set it outside, and it looks cute. Gives you some green, and you know, spray paint the little, you know, something you throw away. Even you know,
that's a nifty idea.
I know my daughter-in-law took one of my granddaughter's little grocery baskets, you know, mm-hmm. the little fake grocery basket,
mm-hmm.
spray painted it green and put it in her yard with a big plant in it and did lettuce in it.
How nifty is that?
Looked really neat.
Yeah. And so is that, again, I'm going to show my not so smart in the food world here, but what kind of greens, lettuce greens, are those? You know, I've heard iceberg, there's spinach salad, you know, there's all these different things.
Yeah, you can do lettuces, lettuce blends, mesclun, microgreens. Microgreens are real small little greens that you see in a spring mix, like.
Mm-hmm, okay.
That's the microgreen family. Now, when you go into, you only need 6 inches deep for most of that little stuff.
Okay.
So that's why I talked about that long, mm-hmm. narrow planter we talked about.
Right.
You kind of look terracotta. So you can do a lot of the little lettuce, the microgreens and lettuce and so on like that. Now, when you get into chicory and radicchio and spina, those need about 8 inches of depth. So they're a little bigger plants. Your spinach needs about 8 inches, too.
Okay.
Strawberries. One of the pleasures of growing strawberries in container is the sight of the berries cascading over the side. So you can put that container close to where you like to sit, easily reach out to pick a strawberry. For something different, grow strawberries in a hanging container.
Ah, interesting.
Yes. You can have them eye level, and that keeps snails and slugs from getting to your crop of strawberries, because those little fellas love strawberries more than we do.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't realize I'd have to think about those little guys getting in there and bothering my stuff.
Right. The strawberries need containers that's 8 inches deep. You could even put them in a jar if you want. If you're planning a hanging basket, go a little wider, maybe 12 inches wide and 12 inches deep.
Okay.
So that'll work fine. So another thing that's really easy to grow outside in a container are peppers. And the growing it in a container allows you to start it early in a sheltered spot, so it's not hit by the cool too much. And it can enjoy the summer heat while its fruits slowly open, because then you can put it right out in the bright sun.
Oh, okay.
You know. Also, that allows you to harvest peppers of all types earlier than you normally would for your dining pleasure. And I love stuffed green peppers and mm-hmm. stuffed red peppers. And you can plant red and yellow and green all in one big container.
Okay.
And do it mixed and then stake them up, put them on by one of those wire pyramid things.
Right.
And just take it up that. And it's pretty to look at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I went by a house last summer and I thought, what do they have on their outside porch? And because they had a little walkway, you know, the house. And I thought, well, that's really cool. It's so pretty. And I got closer and it was peppers, red, green, and yellow peppers in containers that they trained, pulled the plants up this little pyramid mm-hmm. wire.
Mm-hmm.
And from the road, it was beautiful, but yet you've got, you know,
dinner.
Good peppers right there for your salad.
Yeah.
You know.
Very, very nice. All right. Well, we are going to take our final break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation here on doing some spring planting and growing some produce. And, of course, you know, I have to eat, Greg. We're talking about food. So you got a good recipe for us this week?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, you don't want to miss that. Stay tuned.
Too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man age 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage and $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-862-8376. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters at 1-800-862-8376 or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-862-8376. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
For three decades, 50,000 Indiana homes have been trusted to be window. Over 500,000 windows have been installed. Awning windows, garden windows, bay and bow windows, wood interior windows with complex grid patterns, economy vinyl windows, sliding or swing patio doors, four-section wood French doors, stunning entry systems, detailed siding, all with the goal of improving energy savings and quality of life for homes like yours. Buy six windows, get three free, and no payments for 12 months.
That's Favors Bean Windows. Trust me.
You want a strong, healthy government? You gotta work for it. No more couch potato, none of the cheese curls. Now's the time to pump some real democracy like this. But a democracy like this isn't just born, it's built. Flex your voice, make yourself heard. You gotta exercise your right to vote. Election Day is May 8th. Learn more at IndianaVoters.com. This message paid for by...
That the light is brighter. That the water is wetter. That the elephant is bigger. Imagine that the time is out. Imagine your business advertisement here. You've been thinking about it for a long time.
Call WAOV Radio today and let us put you on the road to success. 1-800-876-0173.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM, AM 1450, NewsKnoxCounty.com, WAOV Studios, and I am Cher Elliott of the Original Company. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We're here now on Mondays through the end of May at the 3 o'clock hour, and we have a lot of fun here with Greg and I on the Ask the Designer show. But we have a good lineup all week long at the 3 o'clock hour. On Tuesdays, you have Mark and Mark, Mark Hill and Mark McDonald. Nice here talking about the local stuff going on and the happenings and today's trends. Wednesdays, gonna be those stinking Redbirds, but that's okay.
Not stinking Redbirds. That's gone.
I know. They're my team. And Thursday is the lawyer shows with Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan, and we thank them for coming in. So, but we're here talking about gardening this week.
Right.
Gardening. So, and even I can do this, Greg.
Yes,
even
you can.
Me. Even and living in an apartment.
And we're up to your favorite thing.
Oh, I know.
Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Container-grown tomatoes are just as good as those grown in garden soil. They have an added advantage because if you live in an area where there's a lot of soil-borne diseases, which is Knox County,
mm-hmm.
you know, by planting in containers, you eliminate that issue. You can start with new soil every year. You don't have to worry about rotating your crop. Once you've found that ideal tomato growing area, you can keep growing there year after year. You don't, because you're using new soil.
Okay.
So, as with other edibles, you need to match tomato size to the container size, but err on the larger side okay. with tomatoes. because even the smallest cherry tomatoes need a pot or hanging basket that's at least a foot deep and even wider.
Oh, wow. So you want it to be at least a foot deep for any tomato plant that we're working with.
Right. You can't put that in one of the little clay pots that fits very neatly on your windowsill. You need a bigger space for that.
Okay.
You know? You can do tomato plants in hanging baskets as well. If you're doing in a container, the larger varieties like Big Boys and some of your heirloom tomatoes, they're very, very heavy.
Okay.
And you'll need to stake those with wood stakes and train them to go up there. So,
now what about, I remember with my mom, she had like a metal cone or something,
right,
you know, to help. Can you use those, something like that, in your potted plants as
well?
Sure
you can. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can put that in your container as easily as anything else. The only thing is, a lot of times those they're actually not made for the plants to grow up. They're actually made to protect the plants from animals.
Okay.
So some of those pieces that you're talking about are great big around just to be able to keep rabbits and other little folks that need some vegetables like we do from getting into your, plants.
But so it's better to use like a dowel rod and use that to tie the plant to.
Right. Or just a regular wooden stake, you know, a little mm-hmm. one by a half.
Okay.
You know, and stake them up and they'll do fine, you know. again, you know, make sure your soil is appropriate for a container, not ground soil. That's a big trick. The other thing that is overlooked for containers is eggplants.
You can
actually grow eggplant. It has beautiful violet colored spring flowers and shiny bright fruits on it. So they aren't huge, but they want some space to survive. So, you know, look for a container that's 12 inches deep and 16 to 18 inches wide. Then give it a place of honor with your other containers, and you'll have nice eggplant. And eggplant parmesan. I love eggplant parmesan.
Mm.
Do you like it?
I've only had it once, and I was younger, so I didn't really like it then. But, of course, I was a picky kid, so I probably would like it now.
Well,
let me
give you a little hint. If you decide to grow some eggplant this year, what you do before you make your eggplant parmesan, slice your eggplant,
mm-hmm.
lay it in the baking dish, and salt it. Okay, that pulls out a lot of the excess moisture
mm-hmm.
out of the eggplant, so your eggplant parmesan isn't soggy or wet
okay.
when you get done fixing
yeah.
it. So, you know, if you salt it real good before you prepare it and bake it, it makes a lot better dish.
Very good.
Flavor and a firmer piece of eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know, you almost think you're having meat.
Very good. Very good. All right, so cucumbers, you know, that's my other favorite that I can eat all day long. What is the recommendation for those?
Cucumbers really need to go in the ground.
Okay.
That's a ground sprawling type of vegetable. To my knowledge, I've never seen cucumbers done in a container.
Okay.
But if we get... You know, next week we hope to have a gardening expert with us. So if they make it next week, that's a question we'll ask them. Because I've never seen cucumbers
sure.
in a container.
Sure.
But there may be a way to do it.
All right. Well, we're winding down on time. So let's not forget the most important part here.
Your recipe.
My recipe.
And it's right up your alley this week because it's a cookie.
Oh, yum. Even though I am trying to watch what I eat, I watch it go from the plate right into my mouth. So,
well, this isn't too bad. This is a real easy recipe for peanut butter blossoms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, got an 18-ounce jar of smooth peanut butter, 1 1/4 cups of white sugar, 2 eggs, 1/2 cup white sugar, and 36 mixed chocolate candy kisses. Of course, they never make it on the blossoms if I'm doing them because I'm eating them all.
Exactly.
But anyway, preheat your oven to 325. combine the peanut butter, the 1 1/4 white sugar and eggs together, roll that into small balls, then take your half a cup of white sugar and roll those balls in that sugar until they're coated. Mm. Arrange the balls 1 inch apart on a baking sheet. Bake in the preheated 325 degree oven until very lightly brown on the bottom. The edges beginning to crack, 12 to 14 minutes. Immediately press a chocolate kiss into the center of each cookie. Cool on the baking sheet for 1 to 2 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack to cool completely, about 15 minutes. You got little Hershey Kiss peanut butter blossom cookies.
Oh my goodness. Well, those sound delicious, and they're easy enough that I think I could do that.
Yeah, they're easy. Not a lot of prep. Real easy to real easy to do.
Nice to make for a fundraiser, or you know, to take to an event, and pretty easy to do, and
or take to the classroom for the kids. You know, the kids love those with Hershey kisses in them.
Yeah, because you're getting chocolate and that peanut butter. Peanut butter, I think, is my favorite cookie of all, but it can't be too firm. I like it a little soft and mushy. So
like it chewy.
Yes.
Not overbaked.
Nope. Same with my chocolate chip cookies. Need a little bit chewy. So we do have a few seconds left here, and going to have a question.
Okay.
All right.
We can do that.
This is from Clara, and she says, I've noticed that everyone seems to hang their pictures really high. I thought that they should be lower. What do you recommend?
Number one, we have to think about most often when we're looking around a room, we're seated.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of all the pictures ought to be at eye level when you're standing has kind of gone by the wayside. We're hanging pictures lower now. I would say one of the most common things that I see in a home is pictures are hung too high.
Okay.
Hang them low enough so you can enjoy them and see them when you're seated.
When you're seated. Because, yeah, I would think that, you know, you would look at the wall and you would want it halfway between the floor and the ceiling. But that's really not necessarily the case anymore. You want to be able to see them.
Work it into the arrangement with the furniture and so on. I even at times will hang something, the bottom, like a small 5x7 or 4x6 little oil or print or something like that. Mm-hmm. I may hang that the bottom edge of the frame right at the height of an end table. Okay. And make it a part of that end table accessory.
Okay.
Move the lamp to the side, put that little 5x7 in there, and then your other pieces on that tabletop. Very effective. You give you a punch of color right there that you need it. And
I would have never thought you could do that. That's nice. I mean, it's just something simple, and it flows with the wall piece and what's going on with tabletop setting as well.
Great.
All right, we got one more question here. It says, we need new family room furniture badly, but with little children and a dog, we are almost afraid to invest in something new. What do you suggest?
Okay, come in and see me. We're almost out of time, Cher.
I know.
We'll have to do that one next week, because that's a long answer.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for tuning in this week. I'm Cher Elliott of The Original Company, and Greg from Regal Furniture, thanks so much for joining us. We will
Thank
be
you.
Back here next Monday at 3 o'clock, so don't miss out. And if you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, don't be afraid. Shoot it to us, newsknoxcounty.com, ask the designer, or ShareElliott@originalcompany.com. Thanks so much.
That's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
News Radio. I'm Steve Rappaport.
All I've seen is this guy.